Lamed Dalet Amara, left off Lamed Dalet. So let's start a little bit Lamed Dalet. Perhaps we'll have a chance to go back to some of the previous highlights in the previous Adapim and Amudim. It's interesting, fascinating. Then at the end of the Mishnah, Im Ein Shem here, Lo Yana O Menachah Kohanim Bnei Atiruf, Im Ein Shem Kohen Elohu Lo Yisas Kapov. Interesting. After Choso Shunosi Es Kapov, Bechozel Tfiloso Rashoi. Is there a Kohen in the room? No. So the big problem with Kohanim Duchening when they're Chazonim. When I grew up, my father Shtibel, the Rav Zichron of the Rach was a Kohen. He was the Bal Musaf, Yom Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Tal, Geshem. So, you know, and he would always want a Duchen. So how do you do that? It sounds like some Mishnah of Fereshes that it shouldn't be done. So the impression is why. After Chosu Shunosi Es Kapov, then Rashoi went, Ein Shem Kohen Elohu. That's the Pashup shot in the Mishnah. No other Kohen, the whole Tzibur shouldn't have Birchas Kohen, it would be terrible. So then he has to duchen. But if there's another Kohen besides him, and then Ashul goes with another Kohen besides him, so then the Pashup shot is that he should not be a Chazan, no matter what. That's the Pashup shot in the words of the Mishnah itself. Yet, this Rav, as just about every Kohen that I know about, who is davening for the Yom, decides to duchen anyway. And the question is, how is that possible? How is that possible? That's a good question. It's a minig olam that we are very makel in the shaila. Okay. When this comes up, even in greater interest, more interesting cases, the Tosfos over here. Tosfos discusses over here, Lo Yana Omen Achar Kohen Me'atiruf. You want to know, and this is relevant to Sulian Eretz Yisrael, can a Kohen yell out Kohanim? It's relevant here too, 13 times a year. And Eretz Yisrael, it's every single day. Can the Chazan, yell out Kohanim? So the last two Laranars and Tosos. Chen Shei Rotzel Dahata L'Shliach Tzibur L'Atzvo Likros Kohanim. Even according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Shat should not call out the Kohanim. It's considered a Hafsaka. But those want to be Mekel. Why? The Masha Pirish, the Hafsaka, the first word line. Hainadav could be a Mayim. Miyad Kshesimui Birchos Odo. Fascinating. So Tosfos suggests. Halacha l'maaseh is 2 days in the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud. Should the Chazan be saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu? The reason not to say it is because it was only introduced at a time when there's no duchening, as we know. But they suggest the Mechaba is against Rabbeinu Tam. The Chazan says Kohanim, even without Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Why? It's not a hefsek. Look, I'm asking you. Every Chazan says Yivarechecha. That's not a hefsek. Why is it not a hefsek? Because it's part of the duchening. So too, Kohanim. That's it. It's finished. This is the minik. Who says so? The Rambam. The Sharatzion says it's of course the Olas Tamid, based upon the Rambam. The Rambam writes as follows. This is in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yudalev. Einan maschilin levorech at sheyikol lehem shatz v'omer lehem kohanim. Mefurash Rambam, right? The Chazan says kohanim. Black on white. Mamish black on white. That the Rambam says, as the Sharatzion quotes him. V'hein omer v'omer yivarechecha. V'umakri osa mila b'mila al aseret shamarim. Wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? We say Kohanim, what happens afterwards? He said a bracha. Ram says, you say Kohanim, Chazan, and they say Yivarechecha. What? Apparently, they said the bracha of Asher Kedushon Kedushosho Shel Aaron privately, earlier, presumably Belachash, That's the Pasha Pshat. And the Shulchan Aruch, it's the same thing. That the Kohanim say, Yivarechacha. The Rambam writes, no. The Chazan says Yivarechacha first. Implying, according to the Mechaber and the Rambam, the Chazan never says the word Yivarechacha based upon the Rambam. No question about it. Rambam goes further. This is in Perek Yudal Alocha Ches. Ruli Alocha Hey. Ein amaki rashar likos kohanim ad sheyichl omein mipi atzibur. So far so good. Ein akonim rashar lahaskel bebracha. What bracha? Ad sheyichl adibur mipi amakwi. What bracha? What bracha? What bracha? I'm telling you, bracha means yivarechacha. So he says, kohanim yivarecha. That's not a kesef mishlem. That's pashup shah. Ve'natzibur on an omen ad shetichla abrocha, which means v'yishmerecha, yipi akonim. Ve'nakonim aschilim b'brocha acheres, yoyer, until yichla omen yipi atzibur. This is what the Rambam seems to say. It seems clear this is the truth. There is a pirush of Mishnayos in the Rambam, which has two different gersos. That's all hangs on this. Let's open the pirush of Mishnayos. You all have pirush of Mishnayos? Let's take a look around, if you want this. I have a particular fondness for this pirush. Let's see how many years ago it was. It was 31 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. No, take that back. 32 years ago. We learned brachas in Marasha. This is the shiur I was giving the last night. We got through the first five prokha, believe it or not, in one summer. That was the old years. And I was doing the last night of camp. It was freezing cold. I was saying a shiur in the basement upstairs. And everyone wanted to just go down for the singing and the cake. And we were fighting about this pirush of Mishnayos Rambam. A big fight erupted between myself and one of the Talmidim, who wouldn't give in. He says, Rebbe, your pshat is incorrect. It's against the pirush of Mishnayos Rambam. And I was trying to get out this way, get out that way. I was really, my back was to the wall. And the reason was, it was the wrong text. That's not his fault. He asked the question from the text, as we have it printed in front of us. But once the kapach came out, proves that I'm right. That's why I'm fond of this Dvar Torah. That's memorable night. Ask people who were around then, maybe Rabbi Shai Greenwald, Rabbi Shlomo Friedman, asking what happened with the big fight the last night of camp on the Pirush Mishnayos about Birchas Kohanim. Let's see if we can find it. The last Mishnah here in the Perek. Hey, let's take a look. Say the Birchas Kohanim. All right, what do you do? Yeah, what do you say? For Yosin Befiem. Shalosh brachos os ba'os al inyan hazeh. That's what he says. That's what it says. So what does it say over here further? Shat omer, as Agirsa says, yivarechacha. Against my opshat. Against my opshat. Against everything I said. Everything. Rav Kapach says, omrim kohanim yivarechacha. And Shat says, Hashem. So the Kapach is exactly the opposite of this text. So the Kapach proves that I'm right. I'm shouting the Rambam. So just wanting you to know, this interpretation seems to be incorrect. I'm pretty sure that my Pshat is correct, but in any event, it's not against the authentic text in the Pirush Mishnayos Rambam. Yeah, I know. They like the Kesemish against me too. So I can't blame them. They're all consistent, but it's not. I think it's a real Pshat is the way I said it. The Fiyani is right. I can't prove that I'm right. But so that whole fight we had with the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos. At least that much we can perhaps rest easy. Okay. I want to discuss in the time that remains some of the previous sugyas about a person, a chazan, or an individual who made a mistake. Let's take a look back a few dapim. Chof Tesem and Aleph. Chof Tesem and Aleph. Let's see together. Towards the bottom. People make mistakes. If someone spoke about it in the past, you'll let me know and I'll just gloss over it. The very end of Chof Tesem and Aleph. The person made a mistake. What did he do? He forgot. He forgot a bunch of things. What did he forget? Let's say, for example, the very last few lines. Tov lohiska gvuras kshamim b'tchias amezim ma'agzirin also. He forgot ma'ashem v'ruch mordei goshem. She'elu v'ruchas hashanim. He forgot to say talamotar. Ma'agzirin also. Okay, that's what the Morris says towards the end. Earlier than that, it's a different Bryson. What did it say? A memra. Shele Berachas Hashanim, five lines up. Ein machzir also. Why? To be paskin. Meshiyachol Omer b'shamei tefila. You can say it in shamei tefila. I later on it says machzir also. Lo kosher. That's not a difficulty. Why is it not a difficulty? Very simple answer was given. Last two lines. Habi yachid, habi tzibur. In fact, habi tzibur, my time alone. Should the shomer mishliach tzibur. Yachid. What are you selling me a bill of goods? My mipnei, hi mipnei shiyach alam b'shomer tfila. No, they should have said, neshashomer mishliach tzibur mi bole. Give the right reason. Ala idi v'idi ibi yachid. Lo kosher. Had itker kodem shomea tefila, and you can correct yourself by saying shomea tefila. Had itker basar shomea tefila. Fine. The first teretz in the Gemara is mamish pilei ployim. What was the Gemara thinking? It gave a reason which is completely against the reason which was given earlier. What's going on? If you yotze through the shots, let's say Rabbi Osai, you yotze mashav ruach morda goshim as well. And number two, why give me a reason which is different from the reason he was given earlier? So if you have a Kovas Mefarshim in the back, or in any kind of version thereof, why don't you look at the sefer called the Melo Haroim? Here in the Kavtes. The Melo Haroim. Kasha. You have it with me? You have it with me? It's, you all have different versions of this. You want? You give it to me. Gilad. So here it's an old-fashioned Gemara, but you'll find it. It's in the back, and they have all the various mefarshim after the Marsha. Kosher, the MK, Amai, Begruas, Kshamim, Machzirin. Is this a Miyotzi with the Chazan? V'yol kosher. The Ka'orila, my Ka'orila. Ha'mepnei Shiyoch, Olam, B'shamei, Tfilo, Koma. How can I give a different reason of Shamim, B'shatz? What does it mean? V'yesh Lomar, fascinating answer. Ha'pi, Masha, Kosher, Atosus, B'samach, Amad, Beis, Debramaschil, Toh. What did Tosa say over there? The Hecha, the Shachar, Bracha, Shlema, Ein Hashatz Motzia. If you forget what Rav Soloveitchik used to call Ahazkara, an insertion. If you forget an insertion, you can fulfill your mitzvah by hearing the Chazan. If you forget a complete Bracha, then not. Let's go further. Says the Melo Aroim, Uvazem Yishav HaKol. Why? The begvuros kshamim kevin shu nusach habrocha uchsheino omra kolam hashamim at beir shetovach hacham habrocha skeilu lomra klal ulekach hava kishachach habrocha shleima shina shliach tzibur motzio ava birchas hashanim ein zemein habrocha. It's not an integral part of the text, teda shreyoch olam v'shomea tefila shena rak sheila. This is a bakasha. Uchshasholav shemet tefila gam ken yotza. Ulekach yotza v'shama u'mishatz. You hear what I'm saying? Brilliant suggestion. V'zeh shakosu b'meshi yocholav v'shamei tefila. What's the loma? The b'shvil zeh lo havi k'lo oma brocha shlema v'yochol ha'shatz lo tzio. Woo! Isn't that fantastic? It's hoba hotalia. So what's the gemara's kasha? Yeah! Vashatz mishum de ikar chosim and asefer hay mipnei sheomer b'shomea tefila ledidach mipnei sheshomea mishatz mivorele de b'shul shomea mishatz yotze true v'atam sheyotze mipnei sheyochol nimtze ikar chosim and asefer. That's the most question. Oh, v'ho de yale v'yovo yotze mishatz v'paskan aloch av she'enu yochol omer rak b'shavodo nan shomea tefila. No, the Hosam Vade ain't no meaning Abrocha. Why? The Abrochim be Gimel Achronos. Vizesh She'elas Tzorchei Rabim. Rakshu Me'ein HaMa'or. It's an insertion. V'dama L'She'ela. If it's an insertion, it can be Yotze with the Chaz. If it's part of the text, like you missed the whole Brocha and Tosas on the basis, you can't. V'ha D'choz Al'avoda Davka. Should the Gimel Achronos K'choda Chashuvin. You have to go back to Ritzei, because it's considered to be one entity. This is a brilliant suggestion given over here by the Sefer Melo Haro. Beautiful. Gotta admit, this is a fantastic pshat. Okay. fine. Or Sameach says it in a slightly different way, Nuchas Tefillah. If you forget Morad Agashem, which is the Birchas HaShevach, it's as if you didn't give all the Shvachim. You left out something. You left out something. Now, if you left out something, that's a disaster. It's a disaster. In other words, it's not just a pshat that you left something out. What you said is insufficient. Go back to the Gemara, which was yesterday's daf. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Famous Gemara. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says a man came to Rav Chanina. Hakela Godola Gibor Hanora Ha'adera Izus Ayori Yachazak Ha'amitz Avadei Hanichud. Hipla Shasiyim Kisim Amalei Siyam Tinu Lekulu Shvachi Demarach. It's a chutzpah. You give 10 titles. That's 10 titles. Can't do that. How do we say 3? We can only say 3 because it's in the Chumash. But once you start your own list, it goes forever. Which means your list of 10 Shvachim is not just that it's lacking more. The list itself is considered a shtigala of Bizayim. A Bizayim. So therefore, if you left that Masha, Baruch, Amor, Negoshim, like you left the whole thing out, and I yotze with Shomer Tefillah, and I yotze with the Chazan. This explains that a Chazan who forgot in his Tefillah B'lachash, he can rely on his tefillah b'tzibur, except the first 3 brachos. No, that's no good. Why? Because you're over an iser. That's just an omission. It's an error of commission. Because you have shvachim, you leave things out. It's an error of commission. If it's omission, you can fill it, take care of it in the chazaras hashatz. But commission, you have to daven again. So writes Yosemech along the lines, a little bit along the lines of the Malohar. Take a look over here in Tosfos. On Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph. Let's take a look together. Neshiyachal Omer B'Shomea Tefila. Says Tosis as follows. That's only referring about Tzorochov. You can put your Tzorochim in Shomea Tefila. You have Chola B'Sof Beso. Someone is sick. Or She'ela. What does She'ela mean? Talamata. But Aval Haskara. Haskara refers to Mashiv Baruch Amor Nagosh. That's Haskara. That's what it's called. Maskirin Gevuras Kshamim. Lush of the Mishnah Masech Tanis. That's called Haskara. Av Haskara v'Avdala Shashvachim Osir She'eino Me'ein Shomea Tfila. Wow, that's a very big Kiddush. If Tosis is correct, what will happen? Haskara is not a part of the Nusach Baruch itself as compared to Tavdala, and they gave it a reason because it ain't a part of Me'ein Shomea Tfila. It seems to me, if that's the case, then the Chazan will be able to rely upon the Chazaras HaShatz for Mashav Aruch and Morad HaGoshem as well. Because Mashav Aruch and Morad HaGoshem is called an insertion. It's called an insertion. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. It's the name of the Torah. That being the case, Rabbi Osai, if a person forgot Mashav Aruch and Morad HaGoshem, you could be Yotze through the Chazan. Again, that's the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Wow. That's a very big chiddush that it actually works. We consider Mashiv Ruach Morad HaGoshem to be an askara. Of course, the question becomes: if that's the case, called it a havamina. Why are you not yotzei to chazan in Mashiv Ruach Morad HaGoshem? The answer, I both say, is in a different girsa. Let's keep one hand here in the Gemara and turn to the Rosh in Siman Yud Daled, 5th parak. A different gears, and we saw it a different gears in the Pirush Mishnayos or Kapach. We have a different gears in Shas Bavli. Okay, take a look. Askir in Gevuras Kshamim. 1 second. Over here. Yeah. So we have different. I'm not finding it now. Oh, sorry. 4th parak. I forgot this is in the 4th parak. I'm walking the wrong parak. No wonder I can't find it. explain why. Take a look at that. Omar Avtancha Omar Avasi. Tov, the very beginning of Simon Yudal. Tov, the Omar Chshele Bebirchas Hashanim Ein Machzirin also. Meshiyachol Omar Shemei Tefila. What's the next word in Shas Bavi that we have? That Gevurah's Kshamim is different. No, it's not here. Take a look at Dani Yontef Hei. V'chein Kosel Mari Shebotku Ben Eschos V'diyokos U'motzu Kach. And later on, there's a different girsa which you didn't have. A possible nafkamina, Rabbi Osai, is how do you vowelize the word hey, gimel, shin, mem? Is it an integral part of the bracha? Or is it what we call the haskar, an insertion? What do you think? What? No? Come on, you know what I'm saying.
It's part of the whole long flow.
Not the end of a sentence, right? And therefore, what should it be?
Hageshen.
If on the other end it's an insertion, what should it be? Maisa Rav. Say Maisa Rav. This goes back to the Cheshvan, I think it was, Tovshin Samach He. It was a fall, early winter fall of 2004. I was a Meshulach trying to raise money for yeshiva in Bnei Brak, which was headed by Rav Yashiv's grandson, Yisrael's son. It took me to see the air. My mother was on my plane. So I rented a car, I took him straight to Bnei Brak. I had to go to Bnei Brak anyway at that time. It was an Erev Shabbos. Took me to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because she was right up, said, you know, isn't it important to support this yeshiva? It's really related. Said, to support all yeshivas. He wouldn't give him a... Then he took me to Rav Yashiv. I had no time. I was with yeshiva for a week. The last day I was in Eretz Yisrael, I said, okay, but I have one condition. I have time for the Yomot, because I'm a Chiyuv. I was a Chiyuv for my father. Fine. He arranged it. I walk into two conditions. One, got to say daven loud, because Rav Yashiv was already losing some hearing. And two, they made a precondition. They would say, Masha v'ruach amor ha'goshen. So Rav Yashiv had his things, and he had to do it his way. So I said, that's why I do it anyway. So it wasn't, didn't have to even think about it twice. So I know a Maaser Rav, Rav Yashiv, held Hagosh, even though I'm told Rav Shlomo Zalman held Hageshen. If you look up, I think it's printed in one of his form. So different disputes. Article actually has Hageshen, believe it or not, which is a departure from all the previous Mavzorim. On the bottom, they say something like Hagosh. I'm not getting into the whole pilpul, but it may depend upon this issue: is it an insertion or is it an integral part of the text? Could be another nafkamina. What if a person forgets something which is meikar abrocha? According to Tosfos, you can say it in Shemei Tefillah. They only excluded Divrei Shevach. According to Melul Arom and the Or Sameach, it seems no. You can't put it into Shemei Tefillah. It's Chaser in the Ikar HaBrach. I have a few more minutes. What happens if a person on the hair on the Flamed Dal and Amad Alef? Our Gemara? Our Daf. The Flamed Dal and Amad Alef, the Gemara says a person made a mistake in the Gimel Rishonos. Tov B'Shalosh Rishonos, Choza L'Rosh. If a guy said Masha V'ruach in the summertime, Bechaba Paskins, what do you do? Chos to the Rosh HaBracha, at the Gibor. Be'alocha says no. Chos to the Rosh to begin the Shemona Esrei. Right. So what's Pshat in the Mechaba? The Mechaba says no. The Rosh is in Masech the Tainus. Tov means you finished the Bracha. The Bracha. If I fix it up in the middle of a Bracha, I'm uprooting my mistake as if I never said it. So therefore I can go back to Atagibur. Once I finished the bracha, I finished Atagibur Mechayim Mesim. So if I made a mistake, go back to Atagibur. No! Once you finish Mechayim Mesim, you have to go back all the way to Baruch Atah Hashem, to the very beginning of the Shemona Esrei. Maybe Shemona Esrei? Fine. It's one. According to the Rambam, you can't uproot a mistake. Can't uproot a mistake. I made a mistake. Yeah! So I made a mistake. That mistake is somewhere between one bracha and another, because I'm starting the bracha all over again. And between one bracha and another, it doesn't destroy my entire Shemona Esrei. But if it's three brachas, which is one, if I make a mistake between the brachas, it doesn't matter. I have to begin from the beginning. So the big nafkamina alocha lemaisa, if a guy said Masha Baruch Morda Goshem in the summertime, which can happen easily to us, you have to Pesach. You make a mistake and you remember, according to the Rambam, you have to go back to the beginning, according to the Rosh, enough to go back to Atagibur. According to the Mechaber, what happened? Again, the Mechaber says you go to Rosh HaBracha against the Rambam. According to that opinion, what happens in the following case? you said Morad Goshen, you said Mechaya Mesim, and then you remember before Atta Kodesh. The Mechaba Paskins, Faker, if you forgot Masha Ruach in the wintertime, you can insert it right there between Mechaya Mesim and Atta Kodesh. That's what the Rosh Paskins is, the name of the Rav Yoh. So the Levush says that works to insert something, but you can't uproot something. And the Bach says, no, in the middle of the Bracha, so you go back to Atta Gibor, it's good enough. And the Bialocha is Machmir, like the Levush, because he mitzav shidus Haramba. You always have to go back to the very, very beginning. The very beginning. Oh. The whole idea, and just end with this, that you're going to be Yotzei with the Chazan, is found in Tosfos Chof Testament Beis. You have to hear every single word from the Chazan. Every word from the Chazan. Every single solitary word. Every word. This is a very important yisod. Every single word. Now, this leads us to the conclusion that you have to say modim out loud. Some Chazanim, when they say modim, they say Hatov ki l'chol rachamecha. That's how I grew up. Everybody did that way in those days. The Mishnah Berurah screams and yells. How can you do that? What if a guy wants to be yotzei with you? You're not going to hear it. So I'm just letting you know, in conclusion of the Shia, if you ever a Baal Tefillah, you have a Gabbai here, he's involved in Baal Tefillahs too, you have to say modem out loud. It's very important. What if you want to be yotzei with the Chazan, he doesn't say modem out loud? Can you just say modem and be yotzei everything else with him? That's a Shaila and Poskim. Maybe some say yes, some say no. So if you're stuck, you plan to be yotzei with the Chazan because you forgot Yalav Yovo, forgot whatever, Talamutter, or whatever else, or some other suffix, when we yotzei with him, best to go over them, tap on the shoulder, if A, I have kavanah to be yotzei me, and B, please say modem out loud. If he doesn't, you're ready with yotzei with him the first, 15 brachas, so then the stomach can rely on saying it to yourself, and then join up with him when he starts in the middle. Okay, we'll stop here.
Can you assume that it's in general that
Shia Tzibur has kavanah to be yotzei him, or? Yeah, but we can assume it's supposed to.